All right, we're gonna keep moving on down the road, down the agenda, because I know we do have our open forum that will begin at 2 p.m. So let's do our new staff introductions. At this time, we have Director Jeff Van Meteren, who is with us today. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Rowland. We have six staff this month to introduce.
Vibrant voice.
Very excited. First staff member is not a new staff person, new to his position, though. I'm going to have Derek Dorr stand up. Can't miss Derek. He's a little big. Anyway. Derek started this role. He replaced me as the Southeast Regional Supervisor on April 24th, which I'm very grateful for. His career path started back in with the department in 1999. He was a conservation tech at Newton Hill State Park, where we were this morning. Worked there a couple years and then moved over to Lake Vermilion Recreation Area, where he has been ever since 2001. A lot of us refer to him as the mayor of Lake Vermilion. He has been there since through its development over the years, and has just done an excellent job. There's never a day I drive to that park where there's a blade of grass out of place. So welcome aboard, Derek, and thank you for taking the challenge. Next person I have on board, I believe, is Jaden Sears. I think he's going to be joining us today. He's the assistant park manager at Oakwood Lake State Park. He started on May 9th. There he is. Jaden is a recent graduate of the Conservation Planning and Park Management Program at SDSU, which we're excited about. He has worked for the South Dakota State Park System the last two seasons as a park manager intern at Fort Sisson State Park, and the second year at Lake Cochrane Recreation Area. Welcome aboard, Jaden. All right, and then we're going to move off to Custer State Park, where our last four, or the next three positions are. First one is Carrie Meinrich. Carrie is a building maintenance lead worker at Custer State Park, and she started on May 24th. Not sure she's joining us or not.
She will.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Carrie was a seasonal employee at Custer State Park for two full seasons and one partial season. As a seasonal employee, Carrie worked on the resource crew under the range ecologist, helping with weed mitigation. She returned this year in the same role and decided to apply for the full-time position, which we're grateful for, and is now on the facility maintenance crew. Carrie is responsible for cleaning the visitor centers and making sure that they meet the standards that are expected by our park users, as well as minor facility repairs. So welcome aboard, Carrie. All right. And beside her is Bambi. All right, there's Bambi. One sec. What an appropriate name for a parks person, right? Custer State Park. And Bambi is also hired as a building maintenance lead worker and started on the same day, May 24th. We had a lot of shuffling of positions out there. Bambi worked as a seasonal employee at Custer State Park for the last, since 2015, almost 8 years, as a gate attendant, and then moved to a seasonal position on the trim crew. Bambi was interested in the full-time position and applied to be on the facility maintenance crew as well. She does very similar job role as Carrie, which we already talked about. She cleans the visitor centers and makes sure they meet the standards that we expect for our park users, and also makes facility maintenance repairs. So welcome aboard, Bambi. Sean Demchar is our newest applicant in the middle there. Sean is the newest park naturalist out at Custer State Park. He was born in Indiana. His love of the outdoors was discovered in his childhood while camping and swimming at his local state parks. He earned his bachelor's degree in Indiana University and his master's at Auburn University. So welcome to Sean. Thank you. Lastly, we have Shaylee Cruz, who is the assistant park manager at Angostura, and she started on May 24th. I'm not sure she's going to be joining us today. There was two that were questionable. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll move on. Shaylee grew up on a ranch just southwest of Kadoka, South Dakota. So she's kind of close to home. She worked for Washington State Parks for 3 years as a park ranger. She loves softball, reading, kayaking, and spending time with family, and is very glad to be back working in South Dakota. We're glad to have her. So that's our folks.
All right. Thank you, Director Van Buren. Now I believe Director Cushman is going to join us. He's our Director of Wildlife.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. I'm going to deviate a little bit and first talk about somebody that is leaving, and it's already been spoken about, Emma Keiser retiring from the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And geez, Keith stole my thunder and talked about Emmett's long, distinguished career of 45 years. We won't dwell on 45 years, though, of course, right?
Yeah, okay. Short on that.
Right, short on that. But in all seriousness, though, with Emmett's retirement is going to lead into the next introduction of a new position, a new person as well. So, but again, we just want to extend our thank you to Emmett for 45 years of wonderful service to this agency, all the things that he has done. Today's going to be a fun day as we have a celebration tonight. So we look forward to toasting, but maybe roasting Emmett just a little bit this evening as well. Well, time will tell for sure. But it would be remiss without us saying another thank you publicly to Emmett. So thank you, Emmett, and congratulations on a great career. With Emmett retirement. With Emmett retiring, we did, working with Emmett and going through the process of advertising and opening for the regional supervisor for here in Southeast South Dakota. And pleased to announce, I know some of you have met him already, Kip Rounds has been selected and has already started to fill that role as regional supervisor in the Southeast for the Wildlife Division. Worked out great. He had the opportunity to spend a couple of weeks with Emmett and learning some of the ropes and some of the big projects that are going on. So that was very valuable to him. But Kip's going to do a phenomenal job. He came, he was with the agency, was a habitat and access position biologist on the aquatic side. He's got extensive background in working in collaboration and partnership building. And that's certainly one of those great attributes that we look at for a regional supervisor position. And we look forward to Kip taking on that new role. We're really excited for him, just as much as we're excited for our agency to have Kip step into that role. So congratulations again to Kip. And then the last new member I'd like to present to you today, Jacob Lorton. I think he was going to join virtually as well. Jacob is a wildlife damage specialist stationed out of our Webster District office. Again, a wildlife damage specialist has those dubious tasks working with landowners producers on ADC work such as coyote problems, issues, other wildlife depredation, and up in that world, he'll certainly have his hands full with Canada goose depredation. And when we have winters like this last winter, working on deer depredation as well. But Jacob started on May 9th, just finished 6 years of active duty with the Marine Corps as a captain. Got his bachelor's degree from the University of Minnesota in Crookston. So, Jacob, welcome to the team. We look forward to having you on board, and I want to just welcome Jacob up to the northeast part of South Dakota as well. So those are our two announcements for new staff, Madam Chair.
Very good. To all of you that are new from the Commission, welcome. Thank you for coming to South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. For those of you that have had the opportunity to advance your careers within the GFMP, congratulations.